Circadian by Advents. Ooh, it is embarrassing how easy a lay I am for metalcore like that. But it's just fun. There's just a lot of really excellent energy in it. So, hey, I won't apologize for liking what I like. So, folks, if you would like to do something kind for me on this, the day of my birth, or slightly after, all I need for folks to do is go to themarsh.ca and have a little poke around. I worked hard on that website. There's some cool stuff there, I think, and links to everything that I'm doing and have done are there. So go have a look and poke around and see if there's anything in there that would that sparks joy for you. I think it's a pretty good website, all things considered. So just do that, themarsh.ca. That's all you got to do. That's all I need from you. If you really want to go the extra mile, sign up for the newsletter over there. Scroll to the bottom, name, email address, done. I send out an email every month, sometimes more. This month, I believe you'll get one. You would have gotten one on Tuesday if you're already subscribed. And then you'll get one at the beginning of every month, just going over the last month of stuff. So, do that. Do those things. A big breath, because I do not have 50,000 sad stories to tell, and I'm almost done making tapes. Things are coming together a little bit, and I've been sleeping better this week, so that's very cool. All right, folks, let's keep going. Let's keep the party going with this one from Mellifluous. It's called Red of a Robin, and we're gonna check it out. I think it's I'm hoping it's a little bit of a weird one. I think most of the stuff I picked today is pretty weird, so here it is. Enjoy it and come back when it's over.
Yeah. of one.
Let's Go and Intraset with The New Year, and before that, Mellifluous with Red of a Robin. They've got a helpful pronunciation guide built right into their name, but I don't know if I'm still mispronouncing it. I guess there's nothing to be done about that, if I am. So, yeah. All right, folks, so you are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. This is a show from Smithers, British Columbia, which, if you didn't know, is way up in the north of BC. We air all frickin' week. Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM in Burnaby. Tuesdays at 9 p.m. on 93.9 FM CICK. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on 88.7 FM CFUR. Thursdays, I don't have a show on anywhere, so if you are looking for a good new show for your station, Thursdays, I'm available for syndication. Fridays at 8 p.m. UTC on Untidy Radio, worldwide, everywhere. Saturday at 1 a.m. EDT on 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario. And Sundays, 12 a.m. MDT on 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, plus a replay of my show at 9 p.m. on CICK. And like I said, this is the 104th episode of this show, and you can actually go back and listen to all of the old episodes if you want to. I think I have the last 40 or so linked on The Marsh, and the rest are at smithersradio.com. You can also check out playlists on Apple Music. If you use Apple Music, that is where I make playlists. I don't make them on Spotify anymore. And I'm sure that some of you may roll your eyes at that, but I just don't put stuff on Spotify anymore. So, whatever. Yeah. If you're new here, I don't know. I have nothing to add. This is a Lefto show, so if you don't like that and you've somehow accidentally tuned into it, I guess you can leave. But hey, whatever. We're creeping slowly up on the end of the hour. That's pretty exciting. We got some John Carlo Paralis next with Remember, and we've got just more and more music. Yeah, this is a fun one. This feels a bit more like traditional radio, where I ramble for a couple of minutes and then send you to the next song. And then when I come back, we do it all over again. I am just sitting here right now looking at the pile of tapes that I have to make. If you've not been following the saga, I've been really blasting through making some of these tapes. I make tapes one at a time, so it takes me forever. But I'm doing my best, and I'm almost done, so I can get these shipping out. Isn't that exciting? I do have some bits and bobs I need to get to finish it out, but hey, we're getting this finished, and I'm feeling pretty good about that, so hey. All right. Giancarlo Pareles, Remember, on Syrup Mousse Radio. We will be back once that song is over, or maybe there'll be another one after. Who knows? Who knows what I decide? Remember, on Syrup Mousse Radio, this is the birthday celebration for your host, the great and sticky Moose. He is 37 this week. Isn't that fun? Isn't that good? I can't tell because this is not a two-way conversation and I'm just talking to myself. I'm having a good time, though. I guess that's what's the most important, really. That's who your birthday is for. It's for yourself. I've kind of just mumbled and rambled my way through this first hour of the show. Back half of the show, I usually talk about media that I have consumed, so maybe I will do that again, or maybe I'll do that in the second hour. But for now, I think we just keep things moving. Speaking of, we're going to be checking out a DJ from Canada here called Hot Tub, and I'm just to sort of share what I do to find some of the Canadian music that I've been playing is I will go into Bandcamp and search essentially Canada new stuff the last week and just click until I hear something that sticks in my brain. And that's why you get this really eclectic mix of stuff. And a lot of the time I've heard it for the first time 10 minutes before starting the show. So you're as new to it as I am, perhaps. And It's been a really fun way to find new stuff. I found some really cool artists this way, and I think I'll share some of my favorite albums with you after this song. That seems like a segment, right? So we're gonna do that. There's a lot of music, and I know that it's hard as someone who makes music, and I'm sure a lot of you have felt this way. It's really hard to find an audience because you're essentially swimming upstream against 70,000 other people who also want someone to hear what they've made, and it's really hard to find that. And I hope that this show, exposes you to music you would have missed otherwise. Sometimes, I mean, look, I'm going to play Death Cab, the new Death Cab for Cutie song at the beginning of the first hour, because I'm a reformed emo kid who kind of has an obligation to Death Cab for Cutie, I think. So, but, I want this to be a show of discovery for not only myself, but for you, and I hope it is. I know that some of the kind of initial pitch for the show was like a metal show, hard metal, but, I am nothing if not obstinate to my own pitches. So now we do something a little bit different. I still play a lot of metal, though. I hope. Okay. I made this into a segment. Isn't that nice? So we've got, like I said, Hot Tub coming up here with Wavy, and then I'm going to tell you all the cool bands that I found just by searching what came out the last week on Bandcamp. I think it's been a fun experiment for me anyway. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Hot Tub, Wavy on Syrup Moves Radio. We will be back after this. hot tub on Syrup Moose Radio. Oh, right. I promised you that I was going to share some of the cool artists that I have discovered simply by scrolling what came out recently on Bandcamp. So I want to do that just in the last couple of weeks, honestly. A band out of Montreal called Girlcock, their album Fleshbound Adversity is perhaps one of the gnarliest porno grind albums I've ever heard, and it rules, so you should check that out. Also, Cola Cola Pop's Absolute Bangers lives up to its name. The Evolution of Decay by Lynx, Lynx spelled L-Y-N-C-K-S. The album Eris by Soastafrenis, which could be wrong, and I do apologize. My favorite band name of the year, The Good Depression, with their EP Where the Grace Won't Grow. Who else do we have here? Angel Girl with Life of an Angel. Away with Roses, My Involvement with Witchcraft. Church Fight, self-titled. Man Bites Dog by Femtonil. Truck Violence by Violence by Truck Violence. There's just a lot of really cool stuff on there. It's a good website, and you know, for all of its problems, it does do a tremendous amount of very cool things for independent artists. And, you know, go and search your hometown. See if there's bands in your town that you have not heard of. Because I guarantee you there will be. You know, and there'll be at least one that you'll go, oh, who's this? And check them out. So, you know, the more we can help each other locally and big each other up locally, the better. The more diverse the musical diet of your community is, the better it's going to be. You know, I know in Northern Canada, it's a lot of folk music, but there's so much more here. And I think that's a really wonderful thing. All right, we're going to end the hour here with Ghoul Noise, I Can't Eat Octopus. And we're going to come back in the second hour and talk about all the cool stuff I've been doing this week. So enjoy.